Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Monday morning, 1380 WPHM. Good morning. Paul Miller off. And this is Caleb Gordon filling in for him. And a lot of talk as of late about libraries. Libraries really in the spotlight, talking about books, what kind of materials should or shouldn't be allowed to be checked out at libraries, causing a lot of controversy over the past few years. Thought this would be maybe a good time to welcome in the executive director of the Michigan Library Association, Debbie McCullough. Debbie, good morning.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Our friends over at Epic MRA, Bernie Porn, put a poll out there. We're going to break down some of the polling data so far, but I guess I just wanted to talk generally about libraries in the state of Michigan. You guys have been through a lot over the past few years, dealing with the pandemic and you know, the reopening and just kind of the ever-changing nature of libraries. What's the state of libraries in our state right now?
Well, the state of libraries is wonderful. I think what we've just found within this new poll that we conducted, about 800 voters, Democrats, Independents, and Republicans, responded to our survey. And what we found is that libraries are well-loved by all. And that they had such a positive rating for the job they're doing, that of providing programs and services and this diverse collection of books and materials for library patrons. So we also found that, you know, that they are just very well supported across the entire state of Michigan.
Debbie, why are libraries, especially the last couple of years, it seems like, seem to be under fire, you know, whether it's public meetings drawing a lot of attention and public comments about what kind of books are on bookshelves? Are libraries somehow adding an influx of new reading material that some are finding inappropriate? Or, I mean, like, why now?
I think that the libraries have had a lot of this material on their shelves for a long time. So, but they really, libraries fill this central role in, you know, kind of in our democracy, that they're upholding the rights of citizens to read and to seek information and to speak freely as guaranteed by our First Amendment. And in the spirit of that role, you know, we owe it to every citizen in Michigan to make sure there are materials of interest to them on our library shelves. And I think in the last couple of years, we are seeing, you know, again, this unprecedented uptick in censorship. And censorship is nothing new, however, it's the volume of attempted censorship efforts, you know, and sometimes extremist rhetoric that we're witnessing. Not only here in Michigan, but across the nation. And we're living in kind of in a time, and we believe that proponents that want to remove books from library shelves are trying to further just divide our country by turning our political disagreements kind of into a culture war.
What kind of books have garnered the most attention from your members when it comes to some of these efforts to ban or restrict the material? Is there a theme there?
Books currently being targeted are those written by and about traditionally marginalized people and experiences, including LGBTQ, BIPOC, women, race. And we're seeing, you know, again, this kind of coordinated and orchestrated attempt to remove these books from our library shelves. So books about racism, sexuality, gender, history. And so we've seen that in the last 2 years not only in the nation, but here in Michigan, and we're trying to address that. And what this poll found was that, you know, groups and organizations and people that really favor banning books in Michigan are clearly going against the overwhelming majority of public opinion that opposes book banning.
Who holds libraries accountable for what kind of material they have? And I think this probably varies between, you know, your different members out there. Who makes those decisions on what gets banned and what doesn't?
Well, there's a process for every library has its own collection development policy, how they purchase books, what books are in the library. And then they also have a process by which individuals can challenge some of those books. And the challenges are just that. There's a form. If you don't agree with a book, you can fill in this form. The librarian who, you know, have significant education, they go through ongoing training, which qualifies them to kind of develop these collections that meet kind of that broad and varied interest and the needs of our communities. They're the first people that will respond to a challenge. If somebody doesn't like the answer that comes after the challenge, whether, you know, they're going to keep the book or they're going, you know, remove the book, they can appeal that process and they can go to the full library board.
We're speaking with Debbie McCullough, who's the executive director of the Michigan Library Association. And we're talking about a new poll that was put out by Epic MRA regarding book banning and other library-related issues here in Michigan. There's a question here that I found was just really interesting here, Debbie, and maybe we can talk a little bit more about this. And the question that was posed by Bernie Porn and Epic MRA was, if there was a ban on books that included LGBTQ content in your local public library, would you be willing to risk having your library closed to keep those books on the shelves? And 49% said they would be willing to see the closure of their local library if it meant including those books. Debbie, could you kind of explain what that possibly means?
Well, I think that, you know, I think some people really do feel that there should not be books on sex and gender identity and sexual orientation. Yet one of the other questions said that 86% of Democrats, 76% of independents, and 46% of Republicans said books with discussion about sex, gender identity, and social and sexual orientation should never be banned. So I think that we're looking at kind of two distinct pieces, because what we saw out in the Patmos Library in Jamestown, over by Grand Rapids, was that there were four books that were challenged and they were put back on the shelves. And yet the millage vote was voted no in August. It was voted again no in November, and now they're facing closure. So we wanted to find out kind of what that entailed in the, you know, within the rest of the state. So while some are, you know, definitely that, you know, if those books stayed within the library, they would want to see it remain open, and some would want to see it closed. So that's the, you know, that's the, but I think that there were definitely questions, because we know that there was an unprecedented vote in over on the other side of the state that really did look at that very closely, and we're still looking at that.
Now, as the executive director of the Michigan Library Association, I would assume that you would hate to see any library close, but would you rather see one close on principle, kind of like how that one did, or would you rather see a library stay open but have restricted material?
Well, I don't think that libraries, you're asking me my personal opinion, and usually I don't answer to that because I'm looking at the big picture of all of this. So, but I think that, you know, I think that what we're looking at is we're trying to find our messaging and trying to make sure that we're educating the general public about all of these issues, and that we're trying to, you know, may not change minds about certain things that were found in the survey, but we're hoping to open minds about what was in the survey. So maybe there are some things that we can work on in, as the future unfolds, that there are things that we have to do to make sure that the general public understands whether a library, we want to see all libraries remain open, obviously, but there are things that we can do to educate the public about what that would mean to their community if a library was to close its doors. And we're faced with that in one of our communities at this moment in time.
Well, if I learned anything from your survey that was put out there is that Michiganders really do like their libraries and they really like their books and they don't really want people telling them what they can and cannot read. Fair to say?
I think that's a fair assessment of the survey document, yes.
We're speaking with Debbie McCullough, who's the executive director of the Michigan Library Association. Hey, if anyone wants to learn more about your members, your libraries across the state, or more about this poll, can they check that out maybe on your website?
Yeah, they can go to mylibraries.org. And under our advocacy tab, they can read the full findings, and they can look in on some of the analysis that was done with this poll.
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of library fans here in the Blue Water area who would like to check out that information. So I appreciate your time explaining it to us, Debbie, and wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors with the Library Association and, keep up the good work.
Thanks so much, Caleb. Enjoyed being on the show.
You're very welcome. And my name is Caleb Gordon. I'm filling in for Paul Miller. You're listening to 1380 WPHM.